Welcome to today's Strategic Housing Podcast, where our goals are to connect people, share innovative ideas, and collaborate with partners on affordable housing opportunities and replicable models that strengthen our communities in Kentucky and across the nation. My name is Edwin King, and I'm the Executive Director of Kentucky Housing Corporation. In today's podcast, which is a follow-up to the conversation with the Kentucky Department of Veterans Affairs Deputy Commissioner Heather French Henry, I'm talking with Ron Georgette, founder of Operation Stand Down Kentucky. Ron is a retired U.S. Army veteran and the president and CEO of Operation Stand Down Kentucky. Thank you for joining me today, Ron, to talk about this very special mission to help veterans manage their finances. Ron, thank you for joining us today.
Yes.
So, Ron, you and I had the opportunity to meet back last late fall, early winter for a ribbon cutting for a Habitat for Humanity home for veterans. And I was very intrigued by what you had to say about your organization because I've talked a lot about a holistic housing approach for low-income Kentuckians. And the way you described your program and your organization, you really take that holistic approach to veterans. So as the founder for Operation Stand Down Kentucky, please tell our audience about the mission of Operation Stand Down and how this program works to help our homeless veterans in Kentucky.
Well, when you work at the grassroots level for a while and you see how veterans are placed, let's say when they leave treatment, or let's say they have marital problems, or they just have problems in general, we noticed that the ones that struggled with their finances, they stayed in the redundant cycle of certain places that they were placed. It was pretty simple.
So why was Operation Stand Down Kentucky founded?
Really, it was just simply reading an article one day about 20 veterans in Memphis that through over a 10-year period, I believe they were bilked out of about $1 million. One can easily Google the article. And then, of course, myself and some other folks, we researched for quite some time to find anyone that really helped veterans manage their finances, you know, other than, you know, your typical banks that, you know, they'll have their accounts, but they won't help them manage it, or in that sense, help them control their money or spend their money or just pay for certain things. If they struggled with certain things, they couldn't pay them because they couldn't remember to pay them, or they had mental health issues, and that's why they needed a fiduciary. So after, you know, a lot of research, we found that there were literally no veteran organizations out there doing it. So we decided to put something together and open those doors and go through those doors and become a federal fiduciary organization. And it just kind of started from there. Of course, there's a difference between our two clients, one being our unwilling client and then two, our willing client. And a lot of the clients that we get assigned from the VA to us are obviously unwilling clients because they're sort of being forced into the program. But usually after a couple months, we start to have a relationship with them where they're not so adamant about us handling their finances. So it gets a little bit better. The ones that come to us willingly and recognize that they have spending problems in many areas of their life that we can go into, drug addiction, gambling, many other things that other folks struggle with too. But for whatever reason, many, many of our veterans struggle with it even more. So it kind of went like that. And then we started putting our own program together and our own assessment tool and questions to ask to help us. And it kind of went from there. And then it went to the affordable housing because, you know, many of our veterans get stuck in large spaces where they have to heat and cool. So we looked at that and just the overall environment. And then, of course, being able to stabilize them and not stuck in that redundant cycle and costing the taxpayer and the community even more staying in that cycle.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. You know, you talked about the willing and unwilling client. How do you get buy-in from these veterans? You know, these are, you know, people who proudly served our country and they come home. And, you know, if I was in their shoes, it would be very difficult for me to, you know, to hand these rights essentially over to a fiduciary. How do you get buy-in from those veterans?
It's you're talking about as far as them coming to us as a client.
Yes. Yeah. How do you get buy-in from them to say, yeah, here, take over my finances, help me get my life back in order?
Well, the first step is, and it is, it's the first question on our assessment tool, and that is, do you recognize that you have a spending problem somewhere in your life? Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
And when they recognize that, And they say to us, you know, because we're not out here, let's say, beating the pavement for clients. We want them to come to us as willing partners in their success, because we know that if we take a certain amount of money out of their hands to pay their fixed expenses every month, that their life is going to be much better. And it has. It's working. So we're actually overwhelmed with clients, to believe it or not. It's even stretched into Cincinnati now, and it's growing faster than we anticipated. So, and that's a, you know, a good problem in some cases, but we're working on that, because it takes more money, obviously, to have more folks on the ground for it. But it's coming to us as a willing participant is typically the easiest way. And seems to be the best way for us, because when you have someone that is willing to do it, and they recognize what they're doing in their life over a period of time that hasn't worked for them, or for that matter, just step away from it for, you know, a year or two while they're struggling with something, and just help them in that sense. You know, like we have one that's in a rehab center down in Florida right now, or we may have one, let's say we have a veteran in a hospital bed in the VA, or they're getting a transplant, or there's a lot of different those scenarios, but I'm just kind of trying to give you an idea.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. So how long has Operation Stand Down been helping our veterans here in Kentucky?
Well, let's see. We've it took 6 years to put this together, but on paper, I guess we're almost at 4 years now. We've got clients all over Kentucky, and it doesn't matter where they're at. I mean, we will go and do what's necessary to get them enrolled in our program. And, you know, of course, we do an initial over-the-phone assessment to see how serious they are, because, you know, we certainly don't want to waste any time for folks that are looking for a quick fix and aren't committed to their success. There's certain personal behavior that we expect our veterans to commit to in order for us to help them be successful and to not continue some of the things that maybe they were doing in their life.
Now, what branches of military do you serve?
All the branches. Yes, sir. Okay. If you raise your right hand to swear and protect and defend this Constitution, we serve you.
Now, if a veteran's looking to seek help with Operation Stand Down, where can that veteran find Operation Stand Down?
Well, we have our website, of course. It's www.osdky.org. The phone number is on there, of course, 270-925-4387. And there's also an info link on there that they can submit a question through that as well.
Well, I know different communities in Kentucky hold special events to help connect veterans who are homeless or at risk of homelessness with important services. So, for example, Lexington has the Homeless Community Stand Down, and Louisville does the Project Homeless Connect Stand Down in the fall. How does Operation Stand Down Kentucky collaborate with those events?
Well, we have, of course, we do Stand Down events. We have one coming up in Owensboro, September 4th. We'll be doing a Stand Down event there at VFW Post 696. And then later on in September, which will be our, September 28th and 29th, will be our second annual smoke-off. We do a thing with the Kansas City Barbecue Society, a state-proclaimed championship barbecue event. Governor Bevin proclaimed it a state championship. So we do something like that as a big community event that a lot of different community partners come out to. And it's a lot of fun, too, for the families. And, of course, we do, you know, resource fairs and, you know, different things in different communities like that. But something, you brought up a very good question there, because here I'll just share something that we will be doing in the future, which we know this one more type of service that we may implement, because we don't like to duplicate services at Operation Stand Down and focus. We focus on the three toughest services, which are really the fiduciary representative payee services and affordable housing, and of course, rural transportation for our veterans. With that being said, we're breaking ground here very soon on the first veteran village, which we're certainly want to hopefully partner with KHC, because we will be doing it in all the KHC counties because of the vet voucher program that's administered through KHC, which we're excited about. So that's part of our strategic plan in the future.
That's great. Well, speaking of your programs, how do you measure success for your program? What's the ultimate goal, I guess?
The ultimate goal for us is our housing sustainability rate. But that's a great question, Edwin. And if I can just elaborate on that a little bit more. Not only our housing sustainability rate, but going in the future here, 5 years from now, let's say, we want to be able to quantify, not only for, let's say, the state and local government, but for the federal government, and our village actually not only be a model for Kentucky, but be a model for the United States, that in those three areas that we focus in, by putting these villages in, we will also be able to provide rural transportation for our older veterans in each particular county that we partner with, because that is by and far one of the largest problems in our country overall. We're excited about being the pioneers of doing that and implementing it here in Kentucky. And we hope here in the next couple of years that it's a model for the rest of the country.
Yeah. Are there ways our listeners can become involved to help our veterans through Operation Stand Down?
I believe Kyle, our IT guy, has put a volunteer list button there on our website at www.osdky.org. And of course, we will, now that we have this tower in Owensboro, I think that there's also a volunteer button for that, because we'll be putting groups of people together for that. And because that'll be a big affordable housing project that will be coming later on there in Owensboro, which we're excited about, because the veteran services there are tough. So we're certainly excited about bringing more stuff there to Owensboro for the veterans.
Ron, thank you for your time with us today, for sharing information about the mission of Operation Stand Down Kentucky and the benefits to assist our veterans. To our listeners, you can learn more about Operation Stand Down Kentucky by visiting their website at www.osdky.org.
Certainly. Thank you, Edwin, for having me.
Everyone have a great 4th of July holiday and celebrate the historical significance during your festivities. To our military veterans and their families, thank you for your service and sacrifice in protecting our country's freedoms. Thank you for connecting with us today and listening to this podcast. You're welcome to join the conversation by leaving comments, and please share today's podcast in your social media streams to help us broaden our conversation. Follow us on social media. Until next time.